20 degrees. Time for the best 5 minutes of the day. And then we'll give him a day off. Jason Kantz, good morning.
Good morning.
Our question of the morning is, do you have any memorable Thanksgiving dinner fails that you have either been a part of on the cooking end or the eating end?
Boy, that's a good question. Nothing comes to mind. Immediately.
Okay.
Right. Yeah. That's a good question.
Yeah, I'm usually not the chief cook on Thanksgiving Day either. Although, you know, one of the questions we're not asking, but I think increasingly is a good one, is Thanksgiving versus turkey versus the field. Which are you choosing, turkey, or would you opt for another main dish?
You know, turkey can run so dry. I think we're going to do turkey tomorrow, but I think there's other things I would like. A burgundy pepper spoon rolls from Festival is a good option.
I've heard good things about that, and I have not tried that before.
Really, really good. Yeah.
So, do you get that kind of ready made, or how does that work?
Well, it's all prepared. They season it, and then you can either cook it on the grill, cook it in the oven. We typically do it in the oven when we make it. And so,
all right.
Yeah. But I also like a lot of the sides. Somebody had asked at work what your favorite was, and I said I would just do stuffing. I that's what I would eat all day.
Yeah, there you go. So. With maybe a little bit of gravy on it, would be good. I grew up in an era, growing up in the 70s, 8 years older than you, but I know it was true for me that it was like, it was unquestionable. You didn't even suggest having it. Everybody had turkey.
Yeah.
And somebody, I heard it yesterday, speculated that maybe it's because of just kind of the influence of social media. Like, more and more people have found out, oh, you don't like turkey either, and so it's kind of spread to some degree.
Right. Yeah, you know, I've heard of people doing ham, some people, you know, doing completely different things. I'm trying to remember. My friend Josh told me they do something. Their kids don't like turkey, and so they do something completely different than turkey for Thanksgiving. So.
Our friend Tom Knutson is the chef over at Hope Gospel Mission, and I saw, I believe it was 65 turkeys. I don't know how you handle all that. He's amazing. And again, they're open for both drive-through or dine-in from 11:30 to 1 tomorrow. And truly, they're saying we are willing to serve everyone. So that hats off to them for that. But
right. I mean, imagine if some farmer just on Sunday dropped off 65 live turkeys and Tom had to figure out how to deal with them.
I know. And also, I do want to give a shout-out to Community Table. I think a similar time for them serving tomorrow. 11:30 to 1, and then also Saving Grace Lutheran is 11 to 3 there on the west side of town as well. So
very good.
Oh, yeah, lots to cover in this regard. I've got a clip from Charles Schulz I'm going to save for another day. It was interesting. Yesterday was kind of the anniversary of his birth, but I left a few audio bites for him for Dawson for Today in History, but one has to do with reading and writing, so we'll share that. But ahead of the Thanksgiving dinner table, I saw something where people are kind of reticent as they get around the table. And in fact, I think it's kind of born out of, to some degree, what I heard from Hugh Hewitt had Peggy Noonan on the other day. And Hugh talked about the fact that he's like, you know, Peggy, I've been ghosted by people because of my support for President Trump. And again, they were friends with each other. I mean, they disagree because she's like, you know, Hugh, I'm glad you mentioned that because I've been ghosted by plenty of people because I haven't supported President Trump.
Yeah.
And so welcome to the Thanksgiving dinner table. And there's a lot of hesitancy there by some folks. So,
yeah, you know, I think there's going to be a lot of ways people are responding to that. Some people are going to elect not to get together. You know, so I think some people are going to just agree to not talk about it. And some people will probably wade into it occasionally with good outcome and sometimes maybe with poor outcome. There was a movie many years ago called Home for the Holidays, and it really dealt with family dynamic disagreement around the Thanksgiving table, and really well done movie.
Interesting. Yeah. I think I'm going to find the Susan Ashton song, Agree to Disagree.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. All right. Do you have any plans to go see your mom?
Yeah, I'm going to go Friday.
All right. I'm trying to figure it out. I haven't seen my mom in a while. Apparently her and Kent are, which, by the way, 37 years of wedded bliss for them on Thanksgiving Day itself. So, yeah.
Huh. Very cool.
I don't know where the years go, but sure. I'd like to get down there and see her, but I think she's planning to come up, you know, a little bit into December. All right. Let's take a deep breath and try to do... Boy, this is interesting today. All right, Matthew 26, we've got 31 to 35.
Yep, and that says, on the way, Jesus told them, tonight all of you will desert me, for the scriptures say God will strike the shepherd and the sheep of the flock will be scattered. But after I have been raised from the dead, I will go ahead of you to Galilee and meet you there. Peter declared, even if everyone else deserts you, I will never desert you. Jesus replied, I tell you the truth, Peter, this very night, before the rooster crows, you will deny me three times that you even know me. No, Peter insisted, even if I have to die with you, I will never deny you. And all the other disciples vowed the same.
Hmm. And in Letters to the Beloved, I'm just going to take the second paragraph
sure.
that you offer up. You say, Beloved, like Peter, your appraisal of your faithfulness is often overly optimistic, though I know that the longer you have followed me, you have become more realistic. You have become aware of how shaky and inconsistent your faith can be, yet religious pride can still fill you. My son went to the cross because you are not capable of perfect faith. Though you deny me, I still love you. Final thought.
Yeah, you know, I think we are inconsistent as humans, but God is not, right? You know, and I think that is what we have to cling to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to not put pride in our own faith or ability to hold on, but mm-hmm. gratitude that we are being held on to.
Yes, indeed. Take Thanksgiving
yep.
off, and hope to talk to you on Friday.
Sounds good. Talk to you.
Also, from Birthday Bob in Rice Lake, he says, happy birthday, Mark Weber, an amazing physician, father, grandpa, and friend. Birthday blessings.
Yeah, good morning, Mark. This is Randy from Stanley. I had a big fail a few years ago as we were eating our fresh made pumpkin pie. My middle son said, Dad, there's something not right here. And I said, hey, it's pumpkin pie. Well, when I tasted it, I immediately knew which ingredient I left out. It was the sugar that we needed. And so I ate a lot of pumpkin bake. All right. Have a happy Thanksgiving to all listeners here and to you, Mark, and your family. Have a good day. Bye.
They don't come any better than Randy, Randy Vandeleur. Thank you, Randy, for that. Bree Tennis talking about ways you can make sure that you stay out of the ER this Thanksgiving.
The CDC says 48 million people will get sick from foodborne illness this Thanksgiving holiday. Cornell University's Food Service Department says fires, burns, and slip and falls can send you to the ER. And don't underestimate carving accidents. The slip of a knife can require stitches or surgery, and blood is not the extra ingredient your turkey needs. Experts say start with a sharp knife, cut away from you, and turn the lights on. I'm Bree Tennis.
And finally, donations. The Eau Claire Police Department this holiday season could give a stuffed animal to a child in need. ECPD says the three available plushies are of three members of the canine crew, Manso, Bolt, and therapy dog Murphy. The Howl Day fundraiser will run through Christmas. Donations can be taken at the ECPD office during lobby hours.
We have a birthday.
One, two, three, four.
It's your birthday.
A very happy birthday to my little sister, Rachel, today. Rachel up in Rice Lake. And again, I could go on and on about how proud I am of my little sister. Again, she's a single mother by choice with children that she's fostered, now adopted. We're so excited. Her second adopted child, she's the guardian for another, AJ and Dewey and Luciana. And just it's been a joy welcoming them into the family. But it is not an easy road. And I am amazed day after day. My sister, the love she has for so many people, her cheerfulness, her joy, when times aren't always easy. It's not easy at all being a single mother, working with children who've been through very difficult and traumatic times. But her joy and her love comes from Jesus Christ. Again, she knows to love the Lord first of all, and all these things added as well. And so happy birthday to my little sister, Rachel. She's a big fan of Jason Gray. And I said, hey, is there a song I can play for you? And she said, you pick. So here's what I'm picking for little sis today. Jason Gray, Remind Me Who I Am. Happy birthday, Rachel. Love you.
Good morning and happy Thanksgiving. This is Rose from Phillips. Years ago, my brother Rich got a turkey cooker, that big fryer that you put all the peanut oil in. And whoever he got it from gave him the wrong amount of time to cook a whole turkey in frozen. So by the time he pulled it out the second time, it was as overcooked as it could be. There was maybe two bites of turkey that could be eaten. So everybody else sat down to eat while we went on a hunt to find another turkey from Rib Lake all the way down to Abbotsford. Even stopped at my ex-father-in-law's in Dorchester because he had freezers on freezers and could not come home with a turkey. So that was about the worst Thanksgiving ever. Thank you.
Thanksgiving cooking fail is the theme here, Halvo. 715-396-1670. We'd love to have folks leave a voicemail. What happened on a past Thanksgiving, a food-related mishap? We asked this on Facebook as well, too. We'd love to have you weigh in on the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group or on the main WWIB radio page. But always better in your own voice. Again, 715-396-1670. In the past, we asked this question, and Tammy said this. This was a great story. She says, my new daughter-in-law was over for Thanksgiving for the first time. I thought I'd make whipped mashed potatoes. She says, I should have cooled the boiled potatoes a bit more before putting them in the mixer because they were so hot. The steam from the potatoes rose and melted the grease that ran the motor in the mixer and dripped grease into the potatoes as they were blending. She says, I was horrified. We threw them out, sadly. No mashed potatoes and gravy that Thanksgiving.
Wow, that's a story.
Anna had said, hey, brownies was her Thanksgiving cooking fail. When we asked her, well, please elaborate. She said, yeah, the brownies turned into bricks. And another one from Debbie, she says, I ran out of half and half to put in the mashed potatoes. A lot of mashed potato mishaps.
Yeah.
And she says, so I thought, because I had no half and half, I would put in a little French vanilla creamer.
Oh, yeah.
She said, I figured my family wouldn't notice. I was wrong. They noticed and remind me of it every year.
It sounded good at the time.
Indeed. 715-396-1670. We have one as we depart here from Sylvia from Serona. We'd love to have you weigh in as well at 715-396-1670. What was your Thanksgiving cooking fail? Here, Sylvia.
Hi, this is Sylvia from Serona. I'm not sure if this counts as a turkey fail, but it was almost a turkey fall. My first Thanksgiving, now second one, with my family, my husband's family, little house, and used the kitchen table with the dining room table and put a little table in the kitchen to put stuff on. We're sitting down eating, and I look through the door, and the turkey that had been on the little table was moving. Went into the kitchen, and here is my little beagle on his hind legs and pulling gently the carcass toward the edge, and my in-law's little beagle wagging his tail, come on, Cookie Pie, come on, Cookie Pie, get it down. Fortunately, he was nibbling on the edge that had already been carved. We did save the turkey. It didn't fall off, and the dogs got an extra treat. God bless you.
Wow.
Thank you, Sylvia. 715-396-1670. What's a food mishap, a Thanksgiving cooking fail that you could share with us? 715-396-1670. Those beagles.
Yeah.
Right?
Look out.
Little trouble causers.
Thanksgiving dinner fails. We'd love to hear yours in your own voice on our listener line at 715-396-1670. Nonetheless, we're going back a couple of years to find some that people shared with us when maybe people had more time. I don't know, Caleb. But Priscilla had said, cooked all stuffing inside with all the neck and gizzard, etc., still in the bag, made a mess when tried to take it out. Didn't know they came with all those items inside.
There you go. I probably wouldn't have known that either. What's your Thanksgiving dinner fail? 715-396-1670. Cooking fail, a food mishap. We'd love to hear it in your own voice at 715-396-1670. We've heard a lot about mashed potatoes.
Uh-huh.
Katie says, I used sweetened condensed milk instead of evaporated milk in my mashed potatoes. Didn't work so well, I guess.
Yeah, Susie, I know Susie. She says, burnt Brussels sprouts. No smoke, just very crispy. Yep. Just turned off the oven and hid them in there until everybody left. Nothing to see here, folks.
Teresa says, several times I've forgotten a dish in the fridge, microwave, or oven. But probably worst is when I dropped the turkey in the trash can. She says, fortunately, I just put a clean bag in it, so I pulled the bird back out and served it. Didn't tell anyone until several years later.
Oh, what they don't know won't hurt them. Susan says, my husband helped and he thickened the gravy with baking soda instead of cornstarch.
I can imagine that changed the taste just a little bit. Lila says, trying to remember, again, we're asking for your Thanksgiving dinner fail, cooking fail, 715-396-1670. She says on Facebook, I made some type of cranberry bars or cake. Need I say, mistaken salt for sugar. She said, never ever put salt into a container not marked. It was the heavy canning or pickling salt that she used instead of the sugar. Again, I would imagine that changed the taste.
The Whip Wake Up Show on a Wednesday morning, busiest travel day of the year. We've been talking Thanksgiving dinner fails, but dinner fails in general, trying to find some humor and maybe something that made us cry, but now is making us laugh. And Michelle is in here. Good morning.
Good morning. I can't think of a Thanksgiving fail. I think my turkey is always perfect, but other fails.
Wow.
All right. So come on over to my house.
Let's go to her house.
Stuffing's never dry. No, never dry. But one time, a fail that I had, the first time I ever made spaghetti from scratch, like the tomatoes, fresh from the garden, all of that, cooking it from scratch, wonderful smells in the house. And then I accidentally knocked over a little bowl that was too close to the oven or the stove, and it had potpourri in it. So
okay.
Potpourri in the spaghetti, and it looks just like all of the spices, right?
Oh, no.
These little green
smells
specks.
Smells better.
Oh, it was just unbelievable. And then the cooking of it, too. And there was just no way I could scoop it out. I tried my best to scoop it out of the spaghetti and could not. We had to throw it all out.
So the lesson is don't keep your potpourri by your stove, I guess.
Pretty little thing. You know you want that smell in the kitchen, but don't do it.
Oh, goodness.
Don't do it.
Well, here's one from Carly, who we just had in yesterday, tuning in. Thank you, Carly, for listening to the Whip Wake Up Show. She is a Thanksgiving food mishap. Let's take a listen.
Hi, Caleb. Good morning. This is Carly Verbester. I have a good Thanksgiving mishap for you. When I was young, probably 24, I hosted my first Thanksgiving, made my first turkey, turned out delicious. Everything went well at Thanksgiving. A week later, we started to smell a funny smell in our house. We looked everywhere. We couldn't figure out where it was coming from. Another week goes by. We make cookies, preheat the oven, and it stinks so bad. The preheat was re-cooking the rotten turkey carcass that I put in my oven, so it was out of the way on Thanksgiving Day. And it was horrid. So, don't put your turkey carcass in your oven. Or maybe do a little bit more cooking than I did at 24. All right, happy Thanksgiving. Love your station.
Happy Thanksgiving to you as well, Carly. Yeah, so I guess a word to the wise, make sure you actually get rid of that turkey carcass.
Well, have you ever had something in the microwave and then you forgot it was in there until after the dinner was over?
All the time.
I've done that before.
It seems like there's always, at Thanksgiving, there's always that forgotten dish.
Yes.
And it's kind of like, oh, hey, the little surprise. What did we forget this year? Go Fish, the great hymn of the faith, This Is My Father's World. Did you catch that line? I love it. But though the wrong seems oft so strong, God is the ruler, yet he never surrenders his authority. There is not a renegade molecule in the universe, or God would not be God. I can't remember who said that originally, but you think about that. Everything is before his face, everything in his hands, in his sovereign control, and you can trust him. Even if it seems like your world is spinning out of control, he never once loses his control, his divine orchestration of all people, places, and events. And even when you're hurting, even when you're struggling, you can trust that it is for your good, for his glory. Trust him today.
Caleb, this is an annual tradition. We've done it every year since 2018, except for last year until the afternoon.
Forgot. Yes.
We did it on the drive with Dawson, but we've got it back where it belongs, our closing segment. It goes back to the infamous Thanksgiving turkey drop that first occurred on WKRP in Cincinnati, November 22nd, 1978, with my mentor in radio news, Les Nessman.
All right, fellow babies, and now it's time to go to our live remote man on the scene at the Pinedale Shopping Mall for the big WKRP turkey giveaway. So take it away, Les Nessman.
I'm here with hundreds of people who have gathered to witness what has been described as perhaps the greatest turkey event in Thanksgiving Day history. All we know for sure is that in a very few moments there are going to be a lot of happy people out here. And I think I hear something now. The crowd is moving out into the parking area. And, oh yes, I can see it now. It's a helicopter. And it's coming this way.
A helicopter?
It's flying something behind it. I can't quite make it out. It's a large banner. And it says, Happy Thanksgiving. From Ladies and gentlemen, what a sight. The copter seems to be circling the parking area now. I guess it's looking for a place to land. No, something just came out of the back of the helicopter. It's a dark object. Perhaps a skydiver plummeting to the earth from only 2,000 feet in the air. The third. There's no parachutes yet.
Skydivers. I can't tell just yet what they are, but...
Oh, they're turkeys! Oh, Johnny, can you get this? Oh, they're crashing to the earth right in front of our eyes! One just went through the windshield of a parked car! This is terrible!
One's running around pushing each other? Oh, my goodness! Oh, the humanity! Oh, people are running about. The turkeys are hitting the ground like sacks of wet cement! I don't know how much longer the crowd is running for their lives. I think I'm going to step inside. I can't stay out here and watch this anymore.
Children are searching for their mothers, and, oh, not since the Hindenburg tragedy has there been anything like this. I don't know how much longer I can hold my position here, Johnny. The crowd...
Those of you who just tuned in, the Pinedale Shopping Mall has just been bombed with live turkey. Film at 11.
And, of course, the iconic line that ended that episode of WKRP, Havo.
I thought turkeys could fly.
As God is my witness, I thought turkeys could fly. The Thanksgiving tradition resumes here on the WIB Wake Up Show. Thank you, Les Nessman.